Good evening. Welcome, everyone. This is the Rotary Club of Worldwide Impact, and we're excited to share our mission and the work that we are doing as part of Rotary International. And today, it's a very special night. My name is Dewin Justiniano. I'm your host tonight for this very special program. As you know, Rotary International is a global network of more than 1.4 million neighbors, friends, leaders, problem solvers, and in more than 46,000 clubs around the world. We are all united in one common goal, and this is to make a positive impact in our communities, locally, internationally, and beyond. As a Rotary Club, we approach every conversation as meaningful opportunities to learn and to grow together. And our goal is to connect with and hear from fascinating and inspiring speakers, often with a message focused on the power of ideas to change lives and ultimately the world. As we bring you a little bit of inspiration that will allow you to think about how we can make a big difference as well. Today, we're honored to have with us Ms. Juana Greta, the fundraising director of foundation and institution at World Bicycle Relief. And it's a pleasure to have her with us tonight. Juana Greta has an incredible story to share about how to achieve the SDGs in a bike. And you will wonder how two wheels can accelerate the development of outcomes. And we cannot wait to hear about it. So sit, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Once again, Ms. Juana Greta, thank you so much for your time and for giving us the opportunity to listen to you, to learn, and to be inspired by all the amazing work that you are doing. Now, I would like to hand the mic to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dewin. And I will start sharing my screen. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here today. And what you can see here on the screen is not a bicycle. This is a pedal-driven growth engine for sustainable development. As you just said, Dewin, thanks so much. My name is Juana Greta, and I'm working for the international organization World Bicycle Relief. World Bicycle Relief was founded in 2005. It's an international non-for-profit organization, and our mission is to mobilize rural communities around the world to thrive with life-changing bicycles. We envision a world where distance is no longer a barrier to independence and livelihoods. I assume that the majority of us here today can choose between many different transportation options every day. We have cars, there is probably public transportation, and even for longer distances, we can hop on a plane. But this is not the case everywhere. And today I would like to take you on a journey to the rural regions of low-income countries. Out there are no school buses, there are no paved roads, no highways. In remote villages around the world, many people live in simple huts. Just like this one in this picture, you can see Tamara, and in her home, there is no electricity, no running water, and the roads to the nearest water source, school, health clinic, or market are long, and oftentimes it's only a simple trail connecting them. According to the World Bank, more than 1 billion people in rural developing regions lack access to reliable roads and affordable transportation. That's one out of every 8 people in the world, including 70% of Africa's rural population. If the main road or the main mode of transportation are your feet, distance becomes a barrier, time an enemy, and the accomplishments of daily tasks for your basic needs a huge challenge. For example, fetching water, going to school, visiting a health clinic, or delivering goods to the market. These daily tasks become a race against sun and fatigue. And without access to education, healthcare, and economic opportunities, people continue living in poverty and die from treatable diseases. But bicycle relief is changing that, surprisingly. Yes, with bicycles, we built specially designed, locally assembled, strong and reliable bicycles and distribute them to schools, children, healthcare workers, and entrepreneurs to empower them to move forward in their lives. The Buffalo bicycle isn't your typical bike. While most of the world's bicycles are lightweight, complex, and made for recreation, the Buffalo bicycle was created specifically to withstand the rugged terrain and harsh climate conditions of the regions in which we work. It's 10 years of product development, and our bicycle meets the pressing needs of people living in rural areas of developing region. It's extremely durable and easy to maintain. So you can see that there is not many designs, there are not many things on the Buffalo bicycle. It's easy to maintain and to repair. And what's special about the Buffalo bicycle is that the carrier capacity is 100 kilograms plus the driver. You can imagine that soon after we implemented our first philanthropic program in Zambia, something very beautiful happened. Development organizations, farmers, and other individuals, they approached us and asked us, where can we buy such a Buffalo bicycle? And this quickly growing market demand moved us to create Buffalo Bicycles Limited in 2008. World Bicycle Relief owns 100% shares of this social enterprise. And the profit generated through the entity sales help us fund our philanthropic programs. Combining philanthropic distribution with social enterprise sales is an innovative and scalable model that successfully addresses the astronomic need for reliable, affordable transportation. We assemble the Buffalo bicycles in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Malawi, and Colombia. In those countries, we have a continuously increasing number of Buffalo bicycle shops where we sell the bicycles and also spare parts. We also train field mechanics, and you can see here Alex in this picture. Alex is the person a community member can go to if they need help fixing a bike. The field mechanic training keeps our program rolling, and at the same time, we create economic opportunities for the mechanics and their families. You can find the Buffalo bicycles all over the world. You can find here marked in red, some in Latin America, in Southeast Asia, but most of them on the African continent. And to date, we have delivered more than 719,000 Buffalo bicycles and trained more than 3,000 mechanics. According to our current strategy, we aim to surpass the 1 million bicycles distributed by the end of 2025. With a 17-year track record, World Bicycle Relief is an established leader in implementing large-scale philanthropic bicycle programs. Our experience and research data show that mobility is an essential element of development. The bicycle providing basic mobility directly contributes towards 9 out of the 17 SDGs. Since my time is limited today, I will focus on a few stories to illustrate how our Buffalo bicycle contributes towards achieving the SDGs. No matter what you do for a living, your success or failure is most likely very dependent on the available transportation option. Let's take Joe here in this picture as an example. Joe is a welder, and he used to spend most of his earnings to pay for a bus ticket, if the bus came. Now he transports 100 kilograms steel on his Buffalo bicycle, 80 kilometers round trip. That's almost twice a marathon. And he's able to take this journey whenever he needs while saving a lot of money. Georgina, here in this picture on the left, is one of the dairy farmers who, thanks to the Buffalo Bicycle, is able to deliver 23% more milk to the collection center while saving 45% travel time. A reliable bicycle not only helps to transport milk, grain, fruits and vegetables, chickens and goats, it also helps to transport knowledge about sustainable farming. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations implemented a program in Zambia to educate farmers in sustainable farming. With the Buffalo Bicycle, the farmers were able to share their newly acquired knowledge with many more farmers. And one positive side effect was that they were able to use the bicycle to support their family, to carry their children to school or their pregnant wife, for example, to the health clinic. In many parts of rural African countries, very often there's only one doctor and probably half a nurse serving thousands of people. Distance to health care centers can be very far. And that is why many times there are volunteers from the communities to help reach patients in remote homes. In Kenya, we found that those healthcare volunteers travel on average 40 to 60 minutes on foot to get to the health facilities. And now just think how much more time it takes them to reach the patients in the remote areas. A very tiring and discouraging job. With a bicycle, the volunteers in Kenya reached 88% more patients and they could visit patients more frequently. Also, there was more time they can spend while taking care of their family duties, and this almost doubled the retention rate of the volunteers. One of the biggest barriers to education in rural areas is often the physical act of getting to school. Imagine if what stood between you and a quality education was a 7-kilometer walk to school, and imagine running that distance instead of walking because it kept you safer. Through our program, Mobilize Communities, we provide bicycles to students, teachers, and school volunteers. And the impact of providing bicycles to education is pretty impressive. We found that girls with a bicycle were 19% less likely to drop out of school. They cut their commute time by 1/3, saving more than an hour each day, and were 28% less likely to be absent. Regular school attendance helps students acquire knowledge and skills to be future leaders of sustainable development. Girls, especially in rural areas, face major challenges. These include poverty, lack of security, violence, and social norms that prevent girls from completing school. Long walks to school exacerbate these challenges. Daily time-consuming tasks such as fetching water, collecting firewood are traditionally the responsibility of girls in rural areas. In addition, girls are often exposed to harassment on their way to school. You can imagine that many times those girls suffering under the strain, they often see no way out but only dropping out of school. And with no prospect, with no prospect of future, they oftentimes find themselves in early marriage and pregnancy. Bicycles can help empower women and girls and unlock their potential. They can focus on education, they feel safer, they can obtain vital healthcare services and achieve greater earning potential. And that's why World Bicycle Relief aims to direct 70% of Buffalo bicycles to women and girls. Worldwide, women and girls spend an estimated 200 million hours daily collecting water. 200 million hours daily. I'd like to quote UNICEF's global head of water and sanitation, Mr. Sanjay Weerasekara. Just imagine Those 200 million hours add up to 8.3 million days, or more than 22,800 years. It is as if a woman started with her empty bucket in the Stone Age and didn't arrive home with water until today. With a buffalo bicycle, one can cover the distance four times faster and carry five times more weight. I hope that you now agree why this is not a bicycle, why this is a pedal-driven growth engine for sustainable development. Before I conclude, I would like to show you a short video of a community we served, Huange in Zimbabwe.
Every day, Smile walks 10 kilometers to get water, to seek a better future, to get home before dark. Then she received a bicycle. On two wheels, she can fly. Day by day, her future gets brighter. If one bicycle can change Smile's future, imagine mobilizing her entire community. With a bicycle, Siduduzo visits more patients. Edward keeps the water running. Leocadia empowers her neighbors. Livison helps people live with the land. With a bicycle, they can all pedal forward. With a bicycle, they can change their world. Mobilize communities like Smiles with the power of bicycles.
Yes, so now with that video, I am inviting you to join our story, to join World Bicycle Relief. We can have the support as much as possible to achieve our goals. You can join our story, for example, by sharing our story. So spread the word about World Bicycle Relief, or maybe it's your birthday soon and you would like to raise funds on this occasion. I also invite you to join our annual signature ride, Pedal to Empower, on June 2nd to June 5th this year. And you can join from wherever you are and empower women and girls around the world to break down barriers with bikes. In honor of World Bicycle Relief, let's all together pedal to empower women and girls everywhere to fulfill their ambitions and transform their communities. You can help us share our vision and bring bicycles to the change makers of tomorrow. You can join, for example, as a team, Rotary Worldwide Impact Team, and you can find all the information on pedaltoempower.com. Now, this is my closing, and I pause here and I open the floor for questions.
Wow, thank you so very much. What a beautiful, beautiful project. I never thought a bicycle could make a huge impact around these communities, and especially the importance of helping to achieve the sustainable development goals. This story, I have to say, really, it's really close to me and really touched my heart, as I love bicycles. And when I was living in Taiwan, my only means of transportation was a bicycle. So I can really relate to the importance of this. Thank you, Ms. Joanna, for sharing these amazing insights. And In order to start with our Q&A session, I would really like to start and seek your feedback about what were the initial challenges that that the whole institution faced. We heard that you mentioned that all of these bicycles are assembled locally. Were there any challenges at the beginning? How everything took shape at the very beginning? We would like to learn more.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I have to be honest that I don't know much about the first challenges when the organization was founded, because I joined in 2019 and the organization was established in 2005. However, I can imagine that it took quite some time to establish the infrastructure and the logistics of delivering and distributing the Buffalo bicycles. I know that over the years, we have now a very well established infrastructure and logistics. And it is something that is an advantage now for us. And we can work very efficiently in the countries where we placed. We know, as I mentioned, we are in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Malawi, and Colombia. And it always does require a lot of investment to expand in a new country. So I'm pretty sure that this was a challenge at the beginning. The Buffalo bicycle in its shape as it is today is also a product of 10 years of product development, as I mentioned in the presentation. So it was definitely something that we were always keen to improve the Buffalo bicycle. So it is tested, and we are certainly still running those tests and getting feedback from the users. And this is a very important component of our work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I imagine the hard work over more than 10 years now in the development of this amazing project, amazing initiative. And as I look forward to hearing from our audience and our colleagues about their questions, please raise your hand, use the interactive icons that we have. We have two of our colleagues here, Colette and Dr. Emilio. Is that okay if we start with Colette? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation, Juana. It is very inspiring to see what an effect a simple bike can have, especially me living in a bike country, the Netherlands. It's really nice to see the difference it makes. Especially, I was also intrigued by the effect of safety. I didn't realize that the faster you go on a bike, the less challenges you're going to encounter. But I had a few questions for you too, actually. The first one is, how do you provide the bikes, to who do you provide the bikes? Do you provide them to a community, to one bike family, or one bike for every person who's going to school? What's the selection you make? Because I can understand it's a limited amount of bikes you have. And also, I think I learned to ride a bike when I was about maybe 4 years old, and it can be a challenge to learn to ride the bike, especially when you're older.
I assume that the last question was leading towards how they learn how to ride a bicycle. So I did take notes. I'm happy to answer all three of the questions. So the first question, to who do we provide the Buffalo bicycle? So we work in our philanthropy programs through an approach called mobilized communities. And the whole approach, I didn't want to get in too much detail about the presentation, so it's a good question that Colette asked. It has different components. We work in geographic areas. So I mentioned our 5 program countries, and within those countries, we identify the rural regions, and then we go into the communities. And we establish and we found the programs within those communities. So for example, we do a local supervisory bicycle committee. It's a complicated name, short it's BSC. And this committee is actually includes representatives from the community. So it could be teachers, healthcare workers, even students, anybody that is, you know, representing the community. And those committees, they actually implement our programs. So they are responsible for that. And this is an important part for sustainability, because only if they feel responsible, then they can actually, this can have a sustainable impact. What's even more important about that is that the communities and the people in the communities, they know the need. So, you know, as we have our colleagues based in the different countries, and then they interact and they work together with the communities to identify the need. And this is also how we select the program participants. Obviously, the most important factor for that is the distance. So for example, the distance a student is walking to school, that would be on average 3 kilometers. This is the criteria we are using. But then also the social and economic situation. For example, if there is a student that walks only 2.5 kilometers, but doesn't have any parents anymore, then this situation we will also take into account. As I mentioned before, we focus especially on women and girls. So that's why we aim that 70% of the bicycle go to women and girls. So this is another selection criteria. And as I mentioned, we are working in different regions. For example, in Zambia, we are working in Mumbwa, which is part of the southern province district. And in this region, we identify the need and then we start implementing our programs. How to learn the Buffalo bicycle, how to learn to ride the Buffalo bicycle. As I mentioned before, we establish the program in the community. We select and identify the program participants together with the local committee. We also train a field mechanic. And then when this whole work is done, there is usually a huge bicycle distribution ceremony. And it's a huge fest when the students and the people receive the Buffalo bicycle. There's a lot of joy, and then the students usually prepare dances and they're singing and everything. And then as part of this distribution ceremony, there are also representatives from the ministry. So for example, from the ministry for traffic security, basically. And then they usually also give safety trainings. And during that ceremony, the students usually learn how to ride a bike. And as you can imagine, they're so keen and so joyful and happy to have this Buffalo bicycle that they're super fast in learning how to ride a Buffalo. Now, for the older people, for example, that might take a bit longer, but they also have the chance together as part of that safety training to learn how to ride a bicycle. And what happens is that in this area, in the geographic area where we work, we establish like a cycling culture. So actually people pick up very fast the value of a bicycle, and they pick up very fast that cycling culture. And you can see Buffalo bicycles popping up all over the place. Not only that, we distribute it through the philanthropic programs, because there's also the possibility for dairy farmers, for example, to buy a Buffalo bicycle, for example, through our Buffalo bicycle shops. So that was a pretty long answer to 3 very good questions. Thank you, Colette. And yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Amelia also had a question.
Yes.
The mic is yours, Doctor.
Thank you, Devin. Thank you, Joanna, for this presentation. Extremely inspiring. And also, I would like to congratulate for your work. I wonder a couple of questions. The first is, you say that the bicycle, the Buffalo bicycle, is guaranteed for 10 years and is made in a very tough way. Does it mean, is it related to the material you use? Or what is the reason for being so strong? And I would like some details about how much is the weight of the bicycle? And if you have also considered some future improvements, like using the battery for bicycle, so that you can maybe use solar energy, I don't know. And lastly, if one of us or a Rotary Club would like to raise funds, how much do we have to raise to get one Buffalo bicycle?
Yes, thank you very much. So why is the Buffalo bicycle so robust and durable? One of the reasons is that the frame is made out of steel. So it is a pretty heavy bike. It weighs 23 kilograms. However, the design is so made, or the construction is done in a way that it's super easy to ride. So even for smaller students, I have a Buffalo bicycle here at home as well. It is very easy to keep it rolling. It's not so easy to lift. That's something that's for sure, especially for a small student, not so easy to lift, but riding is super easy. So steel is why it is so robust. And it's also easy to fix it, because you can imagine that welding is very common in those countries. So if something breaks, then it's easy to maintain. So the guarantee is 10 years, but you can imagine, I mean, we have Buffalo bicycles riding and people using it that are way beyond the 10 years of guarantee. So basically the components, they are suitable for the locally available spare parts. So that means that it's easy to switch parts, and you can basically use it your whole life. I think then you also ask about future improvements and solar energy. I mean, we are constantly trying to improve the Buffalo bicycle. We are, because it doesn't have a drivetrain yet. So we are actually thinking about incorporating one without having the actual drivetrain, if you know what I mean. Because this is actually the part, like all the small parts, this is where, you know, sand get caught and then it breaks easily and people don't have the tools to repair it. So that's one of the improvements that we are working on. And then you also mentioned solar energy. So I guess you're leading towards e-bikes. We do consider it. However, considering e-bikes, it is very costly. So this is the last point that you were asking. The Buffalo bicycle, just the cost for a bicycle, not the program, the sustainable program part, is 147 euros. So that's actually it's actually a high price for the bicycle in the countries, but from our perspective, it's probably not. There are definitely lots of more costly bikes, in Europe or in Germany, definitely. So that's actually one of the things that we are trying, that it is cost effective, because the need is so tremendous that the e-bikes, yes, but the funds that we have, they are probably more efficient and effective putting them into Buffalo bicycles instead of e-bikes. But it is definitely something that we are considering, because it's then a motorized bicycle, and that opens up a different area. It goes beyond that individual transportation, but is rather, you know, looking more into carrying a lot more things. So that's a new area, and that's definitely something that we are considering. I hope that answers your questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much. John, the floor is yours.
Yes, I love the presentation. I especially love the difference between anyone not on a bike and someone that we saw on a bike, their expression was just gloriously happy. It's like, wow, I learned when I was 10, and it took a couple of days and a few busted knees, but I think it's probably because it's heavy, is probably better, maybe feels more stable.
Yes, it is.
On the ground.
Yes.
Do you have an impossible production, the three-wheeled bike? As I saw a number of people carrying enormous loads on the bike, even just pushing the bike with the load on the bike, and the three-wheeled bikes that at least are sold here in bike shops are able to carry quite a bit in the back with two wheels in the back. That's my question.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, another good point. And it's definitely for sure that a three-wheel bicycle would probably be more stable. It does have a special construction that makes the Buffalo bicycle very stable. So to load it, you can, I don't know what's the English word for it, but you can basically stable it or fix it, and then you can, it's easier to load something up. It's again the same point as I mentioned before. A three-wheel bicycle would be more costly, and we are trying, our funds and are limited, so we are trying to work as efficient and effectively as we can. So a three-wheel bicycle would probably be more beneficial for others, but having one type of bicycle, it decreases the cost, and we can reach a lot more people with that and impact the lives of those people. So that's why we are trying to focus on that one bicycle. And we know from the feedback of the users that for them, this very simple model is the best version, because then they can add things to it. And they're very creative. They came up with a lot of great ideas. I saw like kiosks on the Buffalo bicycle, like they're carrying hundreds of things, and they come up with very creative ideas. And for them, it's very important to have that simple bicycle that is as less costly as possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We also have some questions from our colleague, Patrick. Initially, one of the questions is related to the average production cost of the bike. You mentioned it's about
147 euros.
And is this the same price for the amount are they sold? Is this the same?
No, it is sold with a margin. So it depends on the country. It does include duty, like import duty, for example. And then the prices vary per country. I think the average cost, it starts from $180 probably to $250. It always depends on the country. And also the 147 is really only the bicycle. So, there are definitely some additional costs for distribution and everything and the program work. So this is really only the bicycle.
Thank you. And Patrick's second question is related to, where can we buy a Buffalo bike in order to have an amazing bike like this, and also in order to promote your cause and help fundraise?
Yeah, thanks very much. We do not sell the bicycles in Europe. We don't want to be competitors in the European bicycle industry, because the bicycle is really for the rural regions of developing or low-income countries. There is opportunities and options to get to borrow or to borrow a bicycle. We do have some examples here in Germany, and there are also some around Europe. but only for occasions to demonstrate and to show showcase the Buffalo Bicycle. So depending on the fundraising goal that you have, I mean, it does cost us to send and ship the bicycle to places. There are definitely opportunities to see one in real life.
Yes. And in this sense, our colleague Patrick has a very interesting follow-up question, and it's about the cost of the program. What are the options for fundraising towards it?
So that would be roughly 250 euros. So you can count on top, this is also per bicycle. So it's 250 bicycle as part to sustain as part of our programs.
Great. And in regards to all the options of for fundraising, I believe you also mentioned a couple, for example, all these events that will take place.
Yes, I mean, you can basically, there are a lot of different options. So we usually have people that support us if they have a challenge they are accomplishing, like a cycling challenge, for example. We have a lot of riders that are cycling, for example, from Europe to, I don't know, across Asia, like long, long distances, or even like across Germany, like they are... If they have, they choose a personal challenge, and then they take that as an occasion to fundraise for World Bicycle Relief, so others also have the opportunity to access mobility. This is one option. And then also, for example, if there is a birthday coming up, I just mentioned in my presentation, there is this Pedal to Empower ride that is happening every year in June that you can join. And we usually also have a campaign towards the end of the year. For this occasion, you can also fundraise, but you can be very creative and come up with your own challenge, with your own idea, to fundraise for World Bicycle Relief.
Great. Thank you so much for all these feedback. Very, very insightful. If there are no more questions, I don't want to go without asking these very important questions, and perhaps we all have different answers for these. Why Buffalo? Is there any special meaning behind Buffalo?
Because Buffalo it's so bikes. Strong.
Great.
Yeah, it's the durability and the strength that comes with the name of the Buffalo. So I guess this is why they chose the name. Good question.
Great. Yes, amazing. I think it has a very beautiful meaning behind the whole concept of the importance and of a bike. Great. Thank you. Thank you so very much, colleagues. All your questions have been amazing and really insightful to listen to them. And as we learn all together about this amazing and beautiful project, I cannot stop thinking about the ceremonies. I would love at some point to see how those ceremonies take place and see the beautiful smiles of the people in the communities. Must be an amazing experience. Colleagues, Ms. Joanna Greta, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for all your questions and for joining us in this recording. As you know, you may be hearing these on your favorite podcast service. You can watch it in our YouTube channels, or you can view it in our club's website. And if you enjoy this program, please share it with a friend, with your family, with your colleagues. It will be amazing to reach out more people so they can also learn about this amazing initiative. And something very important, do not forget to leave a good rating in all of these social media channels. We love 5 stars and good reviews as we all learn together. And if you're inspired to get involved and make a difference in your community, we invite you to learn more about Rotary International and our Club of Worldwide Impact. So with that, I want to thanks once again to Ms. Joanna Greta for being here with us. And I would like to turn it back to Ms. Joanna for a last word. The floor is yours again. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Join the movement of the power of bicycles. become part of the story and help us make a difference and help us, accelerate sustainable development.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Joanna. And thanks to all of you for joining us. And I cannot wait to see all of you in our next program. Thank you. And until next time.